Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, I am Carla B, and this is your eBuzz. Welcome back, everybody. This is your girl, Carla B, and this is your eBuzz, and I am so excited. I'm just super excited because I have one of my bestest friends in the whole wide world. I'm not going to tell you guys how deep our history goes, but got the CEO of Stunners Magazine with us tonight. At this time, and I'm saying it like he's never been here before, Stunners Magazine, he actually, there's a show on our network for the Stunners Magazine. He's actually the only men's magazine on the web with their own radio show. Welcome back to EOTM, Solomon.
It is good to be back. Thank you, Carla.
Oh, okay. You said that all official and stuff. I'm like, what's up? I'm feeling all bad and stuff. You all official. You can, you know, show your personality and stuff. You don't have to be too scared. I promise not to hurt you too bad, but I was so, after, you know, seeing the large success of your last magazine release party, the winter release party that just happened last weekend, I was like, I definitely have to get Solomon on EOTM on my eBuzz show just to talk all about your magazine release party. And oh my God, the great success of your magazine is just retarded. It's retarded success.
I've never heard it put that way, but okay.
But for real, it's such a great thing. So I want you at this time to go ahead and share with our listeners a little bit about Solomon Carter and Stunners Magazine.
Well, just a quick history of the magazine is I started it just to get amateur models on that I had never seen in magazines before. There was a lot of girls just out there, and I had never seen them in, like, King or Smooth or anything. And they were gorgeous. So I said, you know what, it can't be too hard to start a magazine, and I found out how hard it was. But I kept doing it, and I kept plugging away at it, and here I am today.
So. Okay, and that's what's up. And, you know, you didn't tell a funny story, Solomon, from your MySpace years. I know you're still on MySpace right now, but I remember seeing you on MySpace years ago, and I was like, oh, my God, you just have so much eye candy on your teeth, you know? And next thing I know, you then created a magazine. So I guess you already have things in work.
Yeah, I did. I had to ask a lot of models to be in the magazine, and those days are gone, long gone.
Right.
There's so many models hitting me up now. It's great. I mean, I love it, you know, and I try to show them love right back, you know.
Exactly, and you definitely are doing that. I want to take a quick 30-second commercial break just to give the people enough time to start calling in. I know you want to talk to Solomon Carter, Stunners Magazine, and I know we also, at least some of our listeners, because they're already hitting us up. They're wanting to speak with some of the models. So let me give them the dial-in number, 718-664-6543. For the fellas, if you want to talk to some of the hot fellas magazine models, call in. If you have any questions for the CEO, and this is for the models, of possibly trying to figure out what you need to do to get into the magazine, you can call Solomon Carter and speak with him. And then also for business owners or even indie artists that may want to advertise in the magazine, definitely you want to call in and speak with Solomon Carter of Summers Mag. 718-664-6543. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. Hold tight, y'all.
Hype Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE-4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Hey, hey, welcome back, you guys. This is Carla B. with EOTM, my eBuzz show. We got the CEO of Summers Mag, Solomon Carter, and I'm going to put it out there because he's so famed and has all this celebrity status. He's my baby daddy, so I'm going to put it out there right now. I don't know how Solomon feels about that, but he's my baby daddy, for real.
You had to put that out there, didn't you?
I really did. So anyway, enough of the funny stuff and stuff. Regardless of you and my baby daddy, I have so much respect for you as a CEO. I really do. So I definitely wanted to give you this format so you can get that extra exposure. Of course, I am also your publicist. My firm has a, yes, thank you so much. So let's get into it, Solomon. Definitely get into it. From the audience out there globally, you've already shared with us a little bit about you and Stunna, so I appreciate that. Next question for you. When you first started Stunna, what was your impression of the industry, and how has your opinion changed, if any?
Well, my impression of the industry was I was tired. I was tired of seeing all these models in these magazines that were all glossed over and overly Photoshopped, looking like superheroes and cartoon characters. That's not real. And people aren't stupid. They know those models don't look like that. And a lot of the guys around me were saying the same thing. They were like, that girl don't look like that. That's the biggest thing that I heard. She don't even look like that. She is just perfect. There's no models out there that are perfect. I mean, there are models out there that are damn close to it, though. I'll give a shout-out to Miss April, the model. She's from Chicago, Illinois. She is, her body is absolutely damn near flawless. Diana Favreau, who was on the cover, both of those models on the cover of this magazine, the Winter magazine. I didn't have to do pretty much anything to their pictures. Kimberly Nicole, Shamira Darcel. There's a long list of models that are just they're great. But like I said, nobody's perfect. And the magazines that were out when I was a buyer of these magazines, the models just looked too perfect. And me and a lot of the guys around me did not want to see that. So my model for Stunners is, only real women with real curves at Stunners Magazine. Candy coated models just ain't real.
That was up. I'm sure. I'm sure your models can appreciate that, Solomon, as well as your readers. And I'm a fan of your magazine. I'm a reader of it as well. You have some really great articles in the magazine because you don't just talk about the models. It's all about artists also. So go ahead and share with my listeners a little bit more about that.
Well, I have a lot of different kinds of articles. Like in this issue, I have an erotic article by Miss Lavelle, a great writer. She's also started her new magazine called Make It Hustle. That's going to be an outstanding magazine as well. I have the NFL playoff preview article by Gary Schwind. He's a great writer as well. The artist that I have an artist named Seelok. That's going to be. He just got released from jail actually, and he's going to be coming back. And right,
yeah, I'm a big fan. We've already picked him up as well for PR.
Mm-hmm. And Lil Trub, he's going to be his producer. So I got a lot of things going on over here. You know, this my magazines aren't just picture books like some of the magazines out there.
Right.
I actually put my model's information in the book. So if you want to book that model, you can find her booking info in my magazine. You know, it gives you her email, her website, everything that you need to find her is in the magazine. You know, I've seen dozens, you know, so many magazines out there where all you see is a picture of the model and,
mm-hmm.
and her name, and that's it. I'm thinking to myself, well, if I want to book this model for a video, where do I find her?
Right.
You know, so, my big thing is, you know, I have to promo the model as well. You know, I have to put her out there as well, for, you know, so she can get booked for to try and make some money, you know.
Wow, that's really great. And
right.
I think that your business model is definitely a lot different from other models, from business models when it comes to the magazines. They're not really out for the model or out for the artist. It's all about them and their bottom line.
Right.
So definitely, you know, kudos out to you. I want to – got a lot of questions for you, Solomon, because I want to get it down and dirty in regards to, you know, just picking your brain about some stuff. But I also want to be able to give the models the opportunity or your fans the opportunity to call in and speak with you. So what I want to do right now, we're going to take a quick commercial break just so we can be able to screen some of the callers. And we'll come right back and we'll open it up. Hold tight. I'm going to play a track that I think is definitely fitting. I don't know. Maybe it's not fitting. This is Lil Chad Shepard. Hold tight, y'all. This is Get Your Girl. We'll be right back with Solomon Stunnis Carter, the CEO of Stunnis Mag. Hold tight.
Opportunity or the possibility of you and me. Yeah. Who knows what we can be, but not to see would really eat at me.
Right now, so how we gotta
choose? Oh,
Hello, hello, welcome back everybody. This is Carla B. This is my eBuzz show on EOTM Radio. And I am just so privileged to have CEO of Sunnis Mag, Solomon Carter. Are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. I want to, during the break, we're able to talk to a couple of your models that are wanting to call in. And at this time, I want to unmute Rachel. I know that's not her magazine name, but Rachel, welcome to EOTM.
How you doing? Thank you for having me.
Oh, hey, Rachel, how are you?
Hey, it's Rachel Havana.
Oh, my goodness. My April 09 10 cover model.
Uh-huh, you know what, I'm here.
That's what's up.
How you doing? Much love, much love. Thank you so much.
Well, tell us this, Rachel, because I know I had a couple questions, so I'm sure Solomon has some questions for you as well. But what has your experience been with Sunnis Magazine comparable to the other magazines out there that you possibly have been featured in?
Well, I've been in a lot of different features, but Solomon was the blessing to let me grace the pages of, like, the best urban magazines I've been in, which is Sunnis, of course. I've been communicating back and forth for quite some time, and I'm so happy I got to be featured and in the magazine and on the cover and got to tell my story inside. And as of now, I've just 2011, I've had so many more positive changes that I've got a lot of different things going on. And still in the model industry, but some not just one field is urban. I'm branching out into different fields that go with my background history now. So I'm kind of moving forward with them. Using what I've, you know, learned before and putting it all together, and he summed it up really well in the article, so much love.
That's great, baby.
I really appreciate it.
Well,
you paved my path because I've made some changes in life, and you were like the number one urban mag, so now I'm getting ready to do some really hot things this year that I started out doing last year, and without Solomon, I probably wouldn't have, you know, the promotional... I don't know what to say.
Wow.
He made it solid for me. Let me just put it that way.
There you go.
Wow.
That's what I do. That's what I do.
That's beautiful.
I love you, Rachel.
Yeah, I love you too.
Wow. And on behalf of Solomon Carter, the CEO of Sunnis Magazine, on behalf of his magazine, Rachel EOTM Public Relations, which is a firm that handles all of his publicity, we love you too. And make sure
you
follow us on Twitter.
I want to say one thing. I won't make it long. You know me, I talk. So I just want to say that I really, besides appreciate being in that magazine, the difference between Sunnis Magazine is because he was talking about cartoon characters. Well, not only is it the artificial, he actually, you know, there's real women in there that have more going for them than just the eye candy. There's actually women that are in the magazines that are not afraid to say that they have more than one field. Like me, I have a career as well as that. Modeling is everything, and some people are afraid to admit that they have to do something else for money, and there's nothing wrong in having a real career and doing modeling, but if that's all you have, it may not last forever. So he's made that point pretty strong in the urban industry, and so I really, really, really appreciate that.
Right. I got you. Hey, I got you back on it. You know that.
And I'll say this to you, Rachel. I was watching the Tyra Banks. Oh, what am I calling her Banks for? What's her last name? Tyra?
Tyra Banks.
Whatever. Oh, okay.
Tyra Banks.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I was watching her show, and she said something that was really profound. And I'm sure that the people that were listening, the ones that were aspiring models, appreciated it because she said that when she was in school, and she decided to do modeling, she said that she always had a backup plan. And I think that any smart person within any, you know, as far as an entrepreneur or someone aspiring to be an artist or model, that there also always should be some kind of backup plan. So I think that you're playing it great. And I'm sure that if you start just getting crazy jobs with a little bit of everything in modeling, that may be your main source of income. So, but I think that you're doing it the right way, and I just wanted to say kudos to you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Rachel, for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rachel.
About it. So, yeah, much love, and thank you so much, sweetie.
No problem,
okay,
baby.
Thank you. Thank
all
you.
Right,
and and Solomon, considering you're such Twitter savvy, I want you to share with our listeners your Twitter address. And then before, if Rachel hasn't left, I want her to share hers as well. What's yours, Solomon?
My Twitter, Addy, is twitter.com/ DunnisMag, just like the website, STUNNAGMAG.
Okay, and what about you, Rachel?
It's just Rachel Havana, and it's on Twitter, and it's RACHEL, and it's Havana, like the banana. And I'm always local, so I'm like banana. So it's HAVANNA.
Okay, got it. So I'm following you. I'm EOTMPR. Rachel, make sure you follow back. I'm getting all hip and stuff with the Twitter link. So thanks for calling in.
Bye, thank you.
All right.
Bye, Rachel. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. So, Solomon, our phone lines are packed, but I definitely want to get into some of my questions. So a couple more questions, then we'll go back to the phone lines, if you don't mind.
All right.
Okay. All righty. So tell me this. What was your greatest challenge and greatest victory that the magazine has experienced in your first year? So I know I'm taking it back. Way back, like back in the day, but if you can remember, you could share that with us.
I tell you what, my greatest challenge was getting the model to believe in what I was selling. And what I was selling to them was the idea of a magazine that was going to be behind them 100% as much as they were behind the magazine.
Uh-huh.
The idea that there is a magazine out there that wants real women in the magazine and not these build-a-bodies, as one of my future cover models calls them. She has dubbed the term build-a-body. Her name is Sexy Soleil.
Wow.
And she is hot. She is up and for this summer. And she calls them build-a-bodies. And I love that term. So
build-a-bodies? I don't know what that means.
Build-a-body means
you
women
out
there with fake breasts and fake ass.
Okay,
and,
that's not me then. That's not me. I'm trying to get there.
Definitely not you,
not
baby
me.
Mama.
Uh-huh. All right. That's special. Let's revert to back to the questions. How about that? Thank you so much.
But anyway, my greatest victory was it kind of ties in from the first year to now. I have some people out there, well, actually one person out there that believes that I took the name of my magazine the name of his magazine, yeah. And
mm-hmm.
the funny thing about it, I don't know where this guy went to school. Maybe he rode the short yellow bus. I don't know. But
wow.
Yeah, stunners is a widely used colloquialism made popular by Birdman and 50 Cent. So
right.
For anyone,
and we love some 50.
Yeah, we love some 50. So you know, and that's really where I came up with the name of my magazine from those two guys.
Okay.
And this guy that I'm talking about, we came out with our magazines the same year. And
wow.
I had never heard of his magazine. You know,
and what is,
after,
well, you don't
know,
have to give
I,
his any. Yeah, don't tell us his name.
I'm not going to feed into it, but it's just funny to me. And this guy's a big star, you know, big star. And I am just a normal guy trying to make it. And I am on his lips all the time. He's always talking about me. So that's good for me. I told him the other day, I said, man, I appreciate all the promos.
That's what's up. Well, speaking of promos.
Every time he talks about me, my followers go up, my website traffic goes up. I'm like, please, keep on talking about me. I love it.
I love please. People like that, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yes.
He's my biggest fan.
Wow. That's what they say about haters. That's so true.
Yeah.
So. Speaking of your, we were talking about haters. Let's talk about the supporters and the models and get back into that group of things. And with that, I definitely want to unmute another one of your models, Sean. Mm-hmm. You are live on EOTM Radio with the CEO of Sun & Mag.
Oh my God.
Hey, Sean. How are you?
Okay. How are you doing? I'm fine.
I'm doing all right. Charlotte is going to be in one of my issues, my upcoming issues, Charlotte.
Oh, did you tell everybody that I was going to be in your upcoming issue also? <I'm just kidding.
laughs> we're going to work on that one.
What that means. Hey, Sean.
I'm kind of shy. I'm kind of like put on. I didn't expect to speak, but yeah. I've just recently met Solomon, but he's so nice and so easy to talk to, and I really appreciate that he's given me a chance to be featured in his magazine.
Wow.
Oh, my pleasure.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I really do. I really appreciate that. And like,
your pictures are hot, by the way.
Huh?
Your pictures are hot, by the way, just so you know.
Thank you so much. Glad you like them.
All
and
right.
I would agree with what Rachel Urbana said. I was listening, and they're all real women. Like, I am a real woman. I go to school, I work, and I do this. So you really do have to have a job. And, you know, I'm not scared to admit, yeah, I do work for a living. You know, modeling is a passion, but I have to work also. I'm a mother. So, yeah.
Right.
It's real people.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up, right.
I want to ask you a question, if you don't mind, Sean, and I'm always putting people on the spot, but it's kind of what I do, especially when I haven't been featured in the magazine, you know. I'm going to give the models a hard time. I'm just kidding. But, no, tell me this. I don't know if you have had experience in modeling, you've been featured in magazines, what is the difference with working with Solomon Carter of Sun & Mag?
Actually, I'm really just beginning. So, actually, Solomon will be giving me my first promo.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Exciting.
I love popping those model cherries.
So, he'll be the first to get to put me out there.
That's what's up. All right. So, if you can share with us your Twitter so we can find you and follow you and all that Twitter stuff.
It's only one Sean Cherie. Only
so
O-N-L-Y. Yeah, only O-N-L-Y. One, the number one sign, and Sean, S-H-A-W-N, Cherie, C-H-E-R-I.
All right.
Okay, cool beans. Yeah, say it again.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead and retweet that in your tweets as well, Solomon. So we can have it, and then if you can repeat that one more time.
You, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you, Sean. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Only one Sean Cherie.
Okay. Cool.
All right.
That was simple enough. Well, thank you so much for chiming in to the interview with the CEO of Sun & Mag. Don't go anywhere. Definitely hold tight and listen to the rest of the interview, because I'm sure he's going to be enlightening so many more minds. So many more minds. We're just going to go freestyle right now, you guys. But it's not going to be me rapping or anything, but we're just going to go ahead and randomly unmute callers. So I am unmuting area code 313-971. You are live on EOTM Radio. Did you have a question for the CEO? Hello?
You know who it is, dude. You know who it is.
That's my boy, Sean Donnell.
All righty.
What's good?
Carla, Sean Donnell is my brother from another mother.
Okay, I've heard that saying before. That's so special. Hey, how's it going, sir? Tell us about your experience with Sun & Mag.
I mean, my experience, it's been great, you know. I mean, this past weekend was my first time attending the actual party for Sun & Mag for the the winter issue, and I had a ball because you know we had one for the fall here in Detroit, and they also had one in Atlanta. I handled the one here in Detroit. I mean, both parties were successful. I had to go to Atlanta to see what it was like. So I came out to Atlanta, what it was like, you know. And I was very impressed, you know. Because I deal with a whole lot of parties and a whole different lot of models all over the country, you know. And I was really impressed, you know. I've worked with other magazines before, and, you know, the love I really get from Stunner is, like, greater, you know. And it's like that, you know. It's been greater because I'm able to communicate with this man instead of, you know, being ignored or just being played. You know how the industry works, you know.
Right.
Solomon is a more genuine person, you know, and that's why me and him can connect and we can communicate and talk and do business, you know.
Okay.
That's something that
well,
I
really
like about this man, you know. And
well,
what I like about go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
I'm just saying, you know, I like the experience that I've experienced, you know, with him, you know, saying that I've been in this business. This is my 10-year anniversary in this business. So
that's right.
That's
right.
I'm pouring more into the game now.
Okay. Well, considering Solomon introduced you as a brother from another mother, what do you do? You know, I mean, what's your, as far as business is concerned?
I want to tell people what Sean does, because I really want to do this. I am, like, chomping at the bit over here. Sean Darnell is probably one of the best photographers in this urban industry. I would say top three or four photographers in the urban industry. This man travels all over the country. I mean, literally. He's in Denver 1 week. Then he's in... Then Texas the next week, and Sean is all over the place. He always sends me the hottest models. All I have to do is tell him which pictures I want. He sends them within a timely manner. He's very respectful. He's very respected in the business as well. I gave Sean almost an entire issue of that fall issue. He had 14 models in that issue, Sean?
Yeah, 13 in there.
13, right. And on top of that, Sean Darnell has three slots open in every one of my issues that are reserved for him.
Wow.
So
Sean
that's
Darnell.
What I do with him because of the hard work that he does.
Right. That's what's up. Well, congratulations to you, Sean Darnell. For our listeners out here and maybe some future models or aspiring models that want to, they need a good photographer in your area, go ahead and show your Twitter ID, please.
My Twitter ID is Sean Darnell. It's real simple.
Yep.
They can't find that. Sean? They don't need to Sean, S-H-A-W-N. Sean Darnell.
Okay, cool, thanks. Well, thank you so much, Sean Darnell, for calling in. Solomon, do you have anything else for Sean before he leaves?
No, for Sean. I'll talk to Sean a little bit later.
Okay, cool, thanks. Also, I just want to put out there to the people once again that, you know, EOTM Radio, we also handle all of Solomon Stunners Carter's public relations. We handle all that, y'all. So if you love Solomon, you got to love us too. So go ahead and follow us on Twitter, EOTMPR. Let's take a quick 30-second commercial break, y'all. We'll be right back with Solomon Carter as well as a slew of other models and fans. Hold tight.
Hype Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE-4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Get Hype. Yes, get Hype, get Skype, all that stuff. Get Solomon Carter. Check out his magazine. ZenosMag.com. Welcome back, Solomon.
Hey, I'm here.
All right, cool things. All right, so let's get right into it, y'all. I want to unmute a caller that's been so patiently on hold. We're going to do a freestyle here. Area code 347-595. You're live on EOTM Radio. Hello.
Yes, good evening. How's everything?
everything is super, super duper. How's you? Did you want to have a comment for the CEO of Stunners?
Yeah, actually, I just wanted to say thank you and, you know, show my appreciation towards him. You know, I go by, I'm just a little old person named Q.
Hey, Q! That's my guy, Q.
Big homie, what's going on?
How you doing, Q? Q is the manager of, like, so many hot models. It's unbelievable. And he is respected by me, and he is supported by me 100%. This guy is the real deal.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I was just calling. You know, I wanted to show. Always got to show my support. You know, I appreciate you. You know, always giving my company respect and showing love. So, you know, everything you do, you got my support. Whether it's the magazine, the radio show, or you know, magazine signings, whatever. You know, I got somebody in the building representing me and representing. You know, showing love to you. So.
I appreciate it, brother. I really do.
No, it's
no problem. That's what's up. Congratulations to you. Caller, thanks for calling in. Go ahead and share your tweet ID, your Twitter ID, if you have one, with our listeners.
Okay, I do. It's, actually, I have two. It's QSFLAVAS. That's Cute Flavors. And then the second one, I actually have a magazine dropping, and that's QSFLAVASMAG. It's Cute Flavors Mag. And, again, I just want to show my appreciation and thank you because, you know, just quickly, thank you to Solomon because unlike a lot of other people, you know, like everybody's saying, he's a real dude and he's given a lot of, you know, good new models that chance to be out there, you know, through his publication that he's done that. I have two models in his current issue and more on other issues. So, you know, he definitely has my respect and, you know, he'll always be supported by Q's Flavors and his child out to everybody talking about Q's Flavors.
Most definitely.
But that was it.
Wow.
I just wanted to call in and show my support.
I appreciate
like I
the
said,
support, brother. Thank you so much.
You know,
Flavors Mag is going to be hot. It's going to be hot
thank
and
you.
Legit. All right.
That's what's
thank
up.
You.
Wow,
thank
you.
Like I said, me and my 50 million models, we.
Hey, we're going to have to get some of them to cook for us one of these days, huh?
Oh, my God.
That's a little private. So we were talking about that the other day on Twitter.
Nah, my homie, but, you know, I ain't going to take up your time. But like I said, you know, I'm here, I'm listening to the show. And like everybody else, I'm just saying I respect, you know, this, that. Definitely I respect it and I appreciate it. Keep doing your thing and hold your head.
That's what's up. Beautiful.
Yeah.
That really
right.
Definitely shows a lot, Solomon, in regards to your morals and ethics and just your standards in business. That's a beautiful thing because, you know, you don't really get this many, you know, individuals really, you know, around you, surrounding you with just love and support and stuff. So, you know, you're doing something right, whatever it is, I'm just going to tell you to keep on doing it, you know.
Thank you so much.
Most
I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. I want to get back into the questions, and we will get back to the lines in a minute. They are jam-packed, and I do want to say thank you to all of you that are calling in support of Solomon and EOT and Radio. Solomon, so just diving right back into our questions. Tell me this. I've heard it could be a little difficult with publishers out in the, you know, magazine publishers and book publishers. How has your experience been with yours?
Well, I tell you, the way around that is to become your own publisher. And that's what I am.
I did not know that. Are you serious?
I publish my own magazine. I don't have to go through anybody. I am the boss, the complete boss.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. So I definitely need to get with you, Solomon, because, you know, I'm actually just finished my book, and I've actually been scouting around as far as publishers and getting it together, so I don't even have to do that
no
anymore because I can come straight to you.
That's right.
And that's what's up. So
you should have a caller on there with a 301 area code. I really want to speak to her.
Oh, what is it again?
She has a 301 area code.
Okay, well, let me go ahead and, we see her. So we'll get her on 301-640. You are live on EOTM Radio.
Hi, Carla and Solomon.
Hey, Kai. How are you?
How are you?
I picked you out of everybody. You see that?
Yes, I did. I'm so special.
Guys, Kylie is one of my biggest supporters, probably my biggest supporter. She is an angel. I don't know what I'd do without Kylie. That's why I help her so much more than anybody else, because she is in my corner 1,000%, and I know it. So
wow.
She has my full support as well.
So why is Kai so, you know, special for the magazine? I mean, I've seen her pictures. We know that she's beautiful. We know that she also heads up your radio show on our network. And we miss
mm-hmm.
you, Kai. We want you guys back really soon.
All
right. So tell us, you know, yeah, how she is setting the bar for models in 2011 and beyond, Solomon.
I tell you, the thing that makes Kai so special is that she is real. And her support is real. It's not, she doesn't do it for reciprocation. That's why it's so genuine. She does it regardless of what happens. Her and I have actually had fights, you know, about the radio show. And, I mean, she is still behind me 100%, and I'm still behind her. So, I
right.
mean, that's why she's so special. That's why she will be with me all the time, in
wow.
my magazine, everywhere. And if people get tired of seeing her, I don't care. She is going to be my girl in this magazine. And
oh, you have to
clear
that up, huh, really quick. You like, she's got to, she has to be your girl, and then you
yeah.
said, in this magazine. So you cleared it. You cleared it up really good. Congratulations to you, Solomon.
No problem. Well,
no,
you
Kai,
know,
go
I
ahead.
Be my girl. Come on now.
I'm just kidding. Kai, go ahead and share with our listeners where they can find you on Twitter. We've been doing this Twitter thing all day. Go ahead and share yours.
All right. I'm on Twitter at Just Kylie. That's JustKailei.
That's right.
I found you. All right, Kylie, I'm following you, so make sure you follow back. And oh yeah, definitely. Solomon, I know that. Did you have anything else that you want to share with Kylie?
You guys, if you can't find Kylie's Abby, just look for that Big Stunners Mag logo in her Abby. It's she has the table of contents page in this issue, and it's in her Abby right now. She is an acute referee outfit with no body.
Oh, I see it. It's so cute. It is so cute.
love
I
want to
get a bug like that one day. What's up? I'm just kidding. Kudos to you, Kylie, and all the other models of Stunners Magazine. I'm just being funny tonight. But, you know, I have mad respect for the models because I know what it takes to do what it is that you do because I talk to Solomon. So mm-hmm. if you can deal with him, you can do just about anything. And it's like working with Donald Trump all
oh, goodness.
And like P. Diddy.
Hey.
Yeah, like Donald Trump and P. Diddy. They really push you. Yeah, they really push you to be the best that you could be. So, you know, kudos to you, Kylie, and definitely follow me on Twitter under EOTNPR and let's talk because I definitely want to get you back on. Get the Stunners Magazine live back on EOTN Radio.
All righty. Thank
you
very much.
We're definitely
going to do that. Thanks, Kylie. All righty. Thank you.
I'm going to call you later when I get off, okay?
I know.
That's what alrighty, I'm feeling so left out here. Just kidding. Let's go ahead and keep it moving, you guys. We have about 14 minutes to go, and I definitely want to be able to give everybody the opportunity who called in to speak and say hello to Solomon. So let's go ahead and keep it going freestyle, and we're going to unmute area code 704 299, you are live on EOTM Radio. Hello. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Who's this?
Shamira Darcio.
Oh, oh, my goodness gracious, Shamira.
Hey, Solomon. Hey, Miss Kala.
I'm fanning myself right now. It's getting hot in here.
Oh,
my God.
How's it going?
It's going great now.
Make me look at the top ever. I'm just going to leave right now.
I had to call in and show some love. I'm actually on my way to work right now, but he told me to call.
Yeah.
Like, I'll do that.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you, honey.
Yes.
I shouted you out earlier.
I know, I've seen it. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you guys, these models, some of these models, they, man, you see their pictures, and they're gorgeous. And then you see them in person, and you just fall on the floor. They're just, their pictures do them no justice. Shamira is one of those models.
Aww,
her
sweet.
Face and her features, her eyes will just kill you. I can barely look at her directly in the eye. I'm telling you right now.
That's so funny you said that. I was at this store today, and this guy that works there, he's talking about something. When I saw you, when I first looked at your eyes, I was like, wow. Then when you smiled, I was like, oh, my God, I'm in love. I was like, shut up. That was too funny.
Well, I have a question for you. If you don't mind, I know you're driving to work and stuff, but I do have a quick question, and that is, you know, how has, I know that you're not a newbie when it comes to modeling. So, what has your experience been in modeling, and how has your experience been as far as with Stunners? How has that been different for you?
How has it been different with Stunners, or just been?
Yeah, yes, comparable to the other like magazines that you've modeled for.
Oh, well, the difference is it's more hands-on with, like, it's more I can speak to him directly, like a lot of other mags that I were featured in. Sorry, y'all, I'm on the employee, but that's what you hear in the back. But it's more I can, you know, he's very direct. I can just call him and talk to him. A lot of the other people, you know, we just exchange emails and pictures, and it's kind of like that. But, yeah, with Solomon, you know, we can call him. He always calls and keeps in touch no matter what. Whether I call him or not, he's going to call me. See how
that's
I'm
right.
doing. But,
you
know, he does. So, you know, it's been a good experience. I love working with him and his magazine. I think it's a great magazine. I know I see a great future for him and his magazine. I'm just very proud and honored to be a part of it.
What's
we are glad to have you.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, glad to have you, honey.
Anytime.
Thank you, honey.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks so much for calling in.
Don't work
no
too
problem.
Hard tonight, okay?
Okay, I'm not.
All right, honey.
All right,
call
bye.
Call me later, okay? All right,
okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that's what's up. Solomon, again, I want to just congratulate you on all of the success with your magazine. I know this show is 60 minutes. It seemed like we've just been on the online together about 30 minutes, but it's been 50. So we have about 10 minutes. Yes, yes. But
oh,
I want to definitely, you know, get back to the root of the things and get back to the people on the phone lines. But I definitely want to also get back and, you know, get a couple more questions answered for you. What are some of the attributes you look for in choosing your mom? Because I know this is a question that plenty of women that are maybe listening to this show, they want to know. So,
well, the attributes that I look for, I mean, obviously you have to, you know, be pretty, you know, but that's not the only thing, because there's a lot of beautiful models out there that I wouldn't have the time of day in my magazine.
Wow.
I really need my model to represent like ladies, and I don't need the drama, and I don't need the attitudes, and I don't need all that. I'm trying to push a product of wifey type of models. I want these guys to see these girls, and they want to marry them. That's the kind of girls I want in my magazine. That's the kind of models I want in my mag. Shamira is a perfect example. She carries herself so eloquently. You know, Kyle, and my first lady, JJ. Just a consummate professional. Never anything bad to say about anybody. You know, no matter what happens, you know, she's always got her head above the clouds, you know, as far as, like, it's almost regal, you know. never gets flustered. You know, always just carries herself, you know, in that fashion where she's almost bulletproof, you know. And that's the kind of models that I want in my magazine. No drama. You know, I need you to act like a lady. I don't just need you to be pretty.
That's very important. So that thanks for covering that. And as we have listeners that may want to submit their pictures to you, Solomon, how would they go about doing that?
I'm so glad that you asked. I have a new assistant that is phenomenal. She is great. Her tweet ID is Core Model Robin. That's CoreModelRobyn. She is my executive assistant.
Can you tell us again? Repeat that again, Solomon.
Core Model Robin. CoreModelRobyn. And the email address for model submissions is modelsubmissions@stunnersmag.com. And Robin will get back to you within a timely fashion. And she is great. She has a website as well, www.robinbanks.com. It's with two B's and a Y. RobynBanks.com.
Okay, cool, Banks. Thank you for that. Thanks for that, Solomon. And I do want to get back to the phone lines, but I want to ask you, I mean, I understand that big things are always in the works for Stunners Magazine. It was big things popped in 2011 and 2009. Of course, you know, we know that some big, greater things are going to be going on in 2011. So if you can give us an overview of what you have in the works, just so we all can stay connected and attend some of these great, great things that you're doing, and then be ready to get the next issue and every time that they're coming out.
Well, the next issue, the one that's out now has Jayana Fabro, at Jayana Fabro on Twitter, JayonaFabro, and JayonaFabro.com. She is one of the cover models of this double issue, and Ms. April is the other cover model. That's a very hot issue that's out right now. And the next one up is Nina Santiago. Nina Santiago is by far probably the biggest model that I've had on the cover of my magazine so far. She has been on the cover of Black Men 40/40 issue with Bria Miles and Coco. And I believe she's been on the cover of Smooth. I'm still looking for that. I think I saw her on the cover of Smooth. But I have to do a little bit more research on that. And she's also been in King. So she's, you know, big time. Sexy Soleil is the summer issue. I come out with four issues a year. Soleil is phenomenal. She is a chocolate sister that is just bad. Her body is that great. And she's just beautiful. So Sexy Soleil. .com. It's SoSexySoleI.com. And then I have that DMD issue coming up in the fall with Kylie and Christina Devine. That's going to be a hot issue as well. It's going to showcase all the models in the DMD because there's so many pretty ones there. DMD's finest, Rican Bombshell. I could just go on and on and on. Next winter, I have I'm going to showcase another photographer, CJ, C. Clark Photos, on Twitter, CClarkFotos on Twitter. He's going to have most of that issue just like Sean Donnell did this past fall issue. He's going to have a great miles in there, Honey Eyes. And I want to give a really, really big shout-out to my favorite makeup artist, Jenny Ferriola. Her tweet ID is Love Jen Makeup, Makeup, MAKEUP. She is such a sweetheart and always behind me and in my corner. Anytime I need help with anything, advice, whatever, Jenny is right there, a phone call away.
Wow. That's beautiful. And you know what, Solomon, I just love the way you just give tweet IDs out so eloquently. I would love for you to do that for your PR team. Go ahead and do
my
that.
My PR team, I tell you, I have never been promoted so well by a PR team. You have so many people behind you, Carla. You know, your tweet ID is what? EOTMPR on Twitter. And then you have the EOTM intern and the EOTM intern too. Every one of them is just behind me 100%, retweeting everything that I put out there. I don't even have words. You guys are great.
I appreciate it. We appreciate everything that you do just for the industry, for the indie artists. I have one last question for you, Saul. We've got about 3 minutes. What I want to know is, if you could meet any one supermodel right now, who would you like to sit down and talk to over coffee, as well as having them on your cover? Which supermodel would that be?
Wow. I would love to bring Buffy the Body back. I really would. Buffy is, I've seen interviews with Buffy, and I've seen her interact with people when they come at her wrong. And I tell you, you don't want to be on the other end of that. She acts like a lady for the most part, you know, but if you push her the wrong way, you know, she's going to let you have it. You know, and I dig that about her. And she, you know, she's gorgeous. And I really would love to bring her back, you know, because she kind of got out of the modeling and into the fitness thing, you know, but I would love to get Buffy on the cover in one of my magazines. That
That's
would definitely that. Be a tall order.
So we're going to push it out there. You know, we want to be able to reciprocate whatever it is that you want. So we'll definitely do what we can do to be able to make that happen. If she's still doing that, we're going to get Buffy on the cover of Stunners Magazine, and Solomon is definitely been an honor and a pleasure, as always. Did you have any last words before we wrap it up?
Last words. I want to give another shout-out to Finesse Phelps from Chicago, Illinois. That's all I want to say about that. I'll see you when I get there.
That's what's up. Alrighty, thanks so much, Solomon. And for the listeners, if you didn't catch Stunners Mag's website, www.stunnersmag.com. You can also find him on Twitter under Stunners Mag, STUNNAZ Mag, and Stunners Mag Promo is another. Definitely add Stunners Mag. And until next time, everybody, peace and blessings. Thanks so much, Solomon, and all the models of your magazine for calling in. Sorry for all the ones that we didn't get, but definitely there will be a next time. There is
sorry, you guys.
Actually, yeah, Stunners Mag on EOTM Radio will be back in full 3D and all that good stuff starting in March, so make sure you listen to EOTM Radio and subscribe to receive alerts to future shows, because we're going to push to make that March date happen. If not, it'll be, you know, sometime hopefully within the near future. That's all, y'all. Good night.
You guys have a good night.
Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.